Proclamation number 5446, dated the July 23rd, 1952. Spiritual compulsion. Doctrines. Truth. One characteristic of the working of my spirit is hearing the inner voice. I myself communicate with you so that you can understand me, so that you can even hear my voice audibly within if you have reached a specific degree of maturity which allows for the latter. Hence you can hear my word within yourselves, which my love, wisdom and omnipotence pours into you in the form of brightest thoughts, and which also reveal my love, wisdom and omnipotence to you. Kind admonition, comfort and advice will therefore reach your spiritual ear, and teachings of wisdom will be conveyed to you, explaining my reign and activity in a way that you can also recognize my omnipotence, for all my revelations I bestow upon a person are merely intended for you to recognize me myself, to recognize a being which is exceedingly kind, wise and powerful. Consequently, if I reveal myself to a person who is able to hear my voice within himself, he must also receive words which allow me to be recognized in my nature, and thereby you human can make the test. If you doubt the authenticity of such words which are presented as having been received from me, every human being should be able to hear my voice within himself, yet only a few people exist on earth, especially during the last days, to whom I can speak so that they will hear me. Although anyone may feel himself addressed by me, I will not deny myself to any person. However, whether his soul is sufficiently prepared so that it can hear and understand the voice of my spirit is the only decisive factor. As to whether the spiritual knowledge presented to people as my revelation is my spoken living word. For the intellect can also produce words which are pleasing to me. A person's thoughts can aim towards me and desire to hear my speech. He can want me to express myself in the way he desires. In that case, the spiritual information is produced through human will, and although it is not in contradiction to the divine principle, it is nevertheless not the divine word my spirit would like to impart to the soul. But the soul can neither hear nor understand this because it has not attained spiritual maturity as yet. This person is indeed influenced by my spirit, or he would not express God opposing views. However, my voice, my living word, is always received without forethought. In a manner of speaking, the recipient receives my literally imparted word. Words with profound meaning through which all people shall be guided into realization. Words which are profoundly significant and are intended to enlighten people who are still living in spiritual darkness. If I speak through the Spirit to people who are to pass on to their fellow human beings what they heard from me, then I will truly speak in a clearly understandable way which also testifies to my love, wisdom and omnipotence. Otherwise I myself would not be recognized in the word that flows forth from me. However, the intention of my word is for humanity to learn to recognize me. Consider these words seriously if you conduct an examination of spiritual knowledge which claims to originate from me. If people can recognize an exceedingly kind, wise and powerful God and Father of eternity in it, they can unhesitatingly accept them as coming from me. Nevertheless, only very rarely reveal myself to a soul which had so sharpened its spiritual ear in order to perceive the voice of my spirit and to repeat word for word the message it receives from the spirit. A genuine word recipient is never intellectually active himself, and his spiritual knowledge includes all areas, because I first want to introduce himself and through him subsequently all people to the truth. Because he shall become a true proclaimer of the truth, for only this can make my nature identifiable to people. It is imperative that anyone who wants to recognize me must know the truth, so that he will learn to gain a living faith, i.e., that his inner faith will become conviction, which before was merely traditionally adopted spiritual knowledge. Roman 1. However, want to be recognized, because I want to be loved. For this reason all my revelations will only aim to achieve to give people a truthful impression of me, so that they will be able to love me if they inwardly visualize this picture, which is, however, only possible if purest truth is conveyed to them. And the unusual way of transferring the truth through a person's indwelling spirit is always the most unmistakable characteristic that a person hears my voice within himself, that he receives the living word from me myself, who is the eternal word himself. Amen.